This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Injured people were brought to hospitals Monday following an earthquake in Indonesia which toppled buildings and walls. A strong, shallow quake on Indonesia's densely populated main island killed at least 162 people and injured hundreds of others as residents fled into the streets, some covered in blood and debris. The toll is expected to rise further, but no estimates were immediately available because of the area's far-flung rural population. Ukrainian authorities are evacuating civilians from liberated areas in the southern Kherson and Mykolaiv regions. They fear that infrastructure damage is too severe for people to endure the winter without power, heat, and water. The World Health Organization warned that millions in Ukraine face a quote-unquote life-threatening winter. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting Monday in New York to discuss North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic launch at Japan's request. The United States and other countries condemned the launch and called on North Korea to abandon its weapons programs.
The DPRK continues to not respond and instead chooses to continue its reckless behavior. The Council must instead respond.
North Korea fired a missile last week that landed near Japanese waters in its second major weapons test this month that showed a potential ability to launch nuclear strikes on all of the U.S. mainland. This is VOA News.